Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:43, 17 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Stephen Procopio, President of Public Affairs Research Council, talk about the legislative session being over. How you doing, Stephen?
Oh, doing great, doing great.
So tell me, when the session ends, what do you guys do? Kind of look to see what was good, what was bad, what was not so good, what they really accomplished, what's going to make people's lives better?
Well, first thing is actually trying to figure out what they did.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of bills that pass, and then things get changed on the floor. And so you got to try and root through all those bills and figure out, okay, what actually happened? So we've done most of that. And then we try and figure out, okay, look, what's the good thing? What are the bad things? What are things we're not sure about? And it'll take some time to figure out.
So what did they do?
So a lot of what they did, I mean, obviously the most important thing is they passed a budget. It's sort of a prudent budget. It doesn't cut a whole lot of taxes. It doesn't get past their skis in terms of how much they're spending. So I think it's a pretty straightforward, mostly standstill budget. In terms of what they did. So that's good. They did some insurance reform, or at least they passed some bills on insurance. I think some people that wanted insurance reform got some stuff they wanted. I think some people, sort of defending the current system got some stuff they wanted as well. And then the other big thing is, at least as far as concern on ethics, they passed some, I think, bills that weren't great, but they are way better than when they first started.
The bills are better than they first started, but the ethics laws are not better than when the session started, right?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I mean, the bills when they were first filed were just straight up awful. They would have, in my opinion, I think they let people give away gratuities to public servants, which is just terrible. That guy taken out of the bill. There were some other things in terms of what they demanded. That people come up with before an investigation can even happen, that made it almost logically impossible. That got taken out. There's still other things in there, I think, that will slow down investigations. So it's not a clean win, but it's way better than it was.
So let me ask about the Gator program and what
Sure.
the governor wanted and what they passed. How did that turn out?
All right. So the short answer is how the Senate wanted. The long answer is that we have a current voucher program that costs about $43 million for the kids that are in it. That's going to get moved over to the new system, the LA Gator program. So those kids will transfer over. That costs about, I think, $43 million. The governor wanted another $50 million to expand the program. Mm-hmm. The Senate and the Senate president said, no, that wasn't the deal when we established this. We said that we were going to move just the kids that were already in the program for now, because we were concerned about cost. And that's what happened. So they are still spending about $43 million on this LA Gator program, but that's about what they were spending on in a different program for vouchers for private schools.
So what does that mean to the people with kids that are going to private schools? How does that change for them?
So for the most part, not much should change. There'll be a little bit at the edges, but for the most part, it was families that had their kids enrolled in the old scholarship program. Those are the ones that should get funded. Okay. And then there might be a few additional kids, but for the most part, it should be about the same families. So there's not a lot of new enrollment that should be taking place, even though there were, you know, thousands of people that signed up for it. But they were signed up on the contingency that there was funding.
I don't know what I don't know. What's going on with the levy board, the East Bank Levy District, or whatever the name of it is? Are you guys following it?
Oh, that's a great question, especially for people, you know, in your listening area. So there's two things that happened. There was a bill in the legislature this year that would have given the governor the direct ability to appoint people to the, I think, Flow Authority East. It would have left the West one alone. Right now, as a post-Katrina good government approach, they said, look, we got to get politics out of the levy board. Let's make sure there's a nominating committee that's looking for people that have technical expertise, that are professional, that are in certain areas. And so they had to go through this separate nominating committee. Well, This bill would have done away with that. Just let the governor appoint people. There was a lot of pushback on that. And so that part went away. However, what a lot of people still want, especially citizens for One Greater New Orleans, the governor can appoint the chair of these flood authorities. And he put Roy Karuba in there as the chair. There's been a lot of controversy over that, and I'm not going to weigh in on whether the controversy is good or bad. It seems like it's a little controversy. There was an attempt to try and get that part of the law changed, and that's something that happened last year. So the bill to get rid of the nominating committee, that got taken out of that bill, and it was mostly some minor improvements. However, one of the core issues is that now the governor still gets to pick who is the chair of the flood authorities. I don't think that issue is settled by any long stretch. I think this is something they have to deal with. I think the community is going to start getting more and more aware of this, and there's going to be more and more pushback in terms of letting the governor sort of pick the chairs of these flood authorities based on political grounds.
So does Parr have an opinion on this at all? Because, again, Stephen, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know anything about Roy Karuba. I don't know what was going on before. I don't know.
Yeah. Not anything particular on Roy Karuba, but yes, Parr definitely has an opinion on this, that the governor should not be picking the chairs of these flood authorities. These things should be non-political. They should be focused on flood and protecting floods and making sure that the systems that we have are good. And so you want people that are focused on that and not being directly appointed by the governor. I think that is a mistake. I would like to see that be changed over time. And that's going to take, if the governor wants it, it's very hard to overturn that. But I think if enough people in New Orleans particularly say, no, this isn't acceptable to us, this is our lives and our property at risk, that could eventually change.
Was there a problem that led to the governor wanting to take it over?
That's a dispute. The people who are in charge of the levy boards now say yes. All the other people that were on that group and resigned in protest say no. From what I'm looking at it, I think there's probably more issues now than there were before.
Because you see, for us, just a regular taxpayer, it's easy to try to get in line with one or the other, because maybe you like him and you don't like her, you like her, you don't like him. But what's the truth? I don't know. I really don't. We'll talk to Stephen Procopio when we come back and continue to talk to him, president of the Public Affairs Research Council. We'll talk about these pharmacy benefit managers and what happened there, because I'm still a bit confused on that, and the rest of the things that happened with the legislative session. If you have any questions or comments, you can always text the Open Heart Jeweler Talk and text line at 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, talking to Stephen Procopio, president of Public Affairs Research Council, about the recently concluded legislative session. I get a couple of texts that come in, Stephen. Did the state legislature approve the tax credit for fortified roofs? Another one says, when are insurance rates coming down? And if they don't, the entire session is a failure. So I'm going to skip pharmacy benefit managers for a second and move ahead to, I don't know if you want to call it insurance reform, insurance crisis, and how much substantive, was anything substantive done that is really going to reflect or going to result in lower insurance prices for us in the future?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steven, you got me muted, perhaps?
Yeah, I have a different perspective.
Okay.
On that. I don't know that it's necessarily the goal is to lower prices. I think that's going to be very difficult, even if you have really good reform. Things go up over time. You have inflation. The price of repairing an auto goes up. The price of replacing an auto. They need to go up slower than they have been, I guess, is really what I think is a reasonable goal. Maybe you can get some rates going down. This is one of the things that PAR's not sure of. I think there might have been some really good things in there. Banning cell phone, handheld cell phone use while driving. That's been a big driver. I think there's some things that could maybe bring some stuff down over time. Anyone thinking there's going to be a big drop in the next 2 or 3 years, I don't think there's any reform that's going to get you to that. So I think people need to have slightly different expectations of what they're doing. But there were some things that they also passed. I mean, there's some criteria in terms of presuming who gets injured and how much they get. And if someone is really at fault and they don't have insurance, like over 50%, then they actually can't claim anything, even if someone else contributed to it. So there's some things that they passed. There's also some things that sort of went after the insurance companies. So they can't include advertising in their rate making. They can't say, oh, we spent this much on that, and that's part of our business model. So there were some things, on both sides. And then there was the big bill that essentially is the sort of blame Tim Tebow bill, which gives him the ability to lower rates, which, he said he's not going to use because he doesn't want to be able to arbitrarily change rates because that sends a bad signal to people, insurance companies trying to come to the state. So there was a lot of motion and heat there. I think everybody got some wins. And I don't think rates are coming down anytime soon.
Do you think the governor calls a special session for this pharmacy benefit manager thing?
Maybe. I think he sees there's a lot of controversy brewing in Arkansas. Almost an identical thing happened there. And they are currently in lawsuits. So I think this is something he might call everyone back on. Now, whether he's successful or not, I don't know. I definitely think whatever they do, they need to bring it through the committee system and hear about it, because this was something that was a huge change that was amended into a bill after it went through committees. I mean, the bill started off as a, hey, let's let pharmacy technicians do some stuff, work remotely. That's what the bill started as. And it became this whole big thing about pharmacy benefits not being able to both run.
Thank you, Stephen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.